on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off. That's why.
So look how hairy you are. Forget her bush. Look at how hairy your asshole is.
Hold on. Starting over.
Fuck up. I ain't going to be this right way because I'm a professional broadcaster. You have one. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner.
What's up, everybody? That was fun, wasn't it, Mitch?
Welcome to the Dutch. On that sound there, that music there, huh?
Yeah, I know, a little bit early. It just started playing out of nowhere. I must have moved my finger wrong. Anyway, welcome to Dutch and Royce, everybody. Big shocker, Dutch and Royce are not here, so tonight it's just me and co-host Mitch running things tonight, as you can see.
And boy, listeners, are you in for a wild ride.
A wild ride. So much for fading that out. Just stop it.
Or you can just stop it.
It's cool. It's making noise.
You know what? Fucking, this is our show. We can do what we want.
That's right. And when Dutch starts complaining about it, I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself.
Yeah. Where's he? He has some emergency. Oh, he was at. I don't know what.
Emergency, Dutch. Yeah. My life is so bad. I had to go get blown by 17 different chicks. So I can't do my show tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That's what Dutch does. But no, apparently, okay, Royce and Marie were in Orlando over the weekend, and so now I'm here in sunny South Florida, which is not so sunny. It's been pouring all weekend, stuck in a house, smoking as much pot as possible, playing video games, and watching the rain flood everything. But at least I have power.
Yeah, there's more you can save for all those New Jersey faggots, stupid Western Echo and Punchy and Hammy and all those guys.
All those guys that nobody likes.
No one likes them. No.
No, no. But apparently, yeah, they had their nor'easter up there in October. That's nice.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I live in Minnesota, which is the worst place in the world to live as far as weather goes. And it's been, you know, pretty consistently in the 50s. No snow, nothing like that. It's been nice out.
Oh.
So that's why I'm so glad that all of those assholes don't have power.
Well, down here it's a lovely 70 some odd degrees outside, highs in the low 80s, lows in the low 70s. Can't really complain about that.
No. And you know what, people say, do I want to have seasons? Fuck that. I just want to have nice weather. I don't care what time of year it is.
Exactly. I just want it to be not freezing cold all the time. And you know, fuck all that. I can't deal with the cold weather.
No, it really fucking sucks. I hate it.
Look at that. Radio star Royce has joined us. Isn't that nice of him?
Oh, what's up, radio star? Who's that anyway?
You never know. It's probably...
I bet it's dumb Dennis on his stupid phone.
No, Dennis is not Western Echo. It's somebody else. And Ashley, whatever. I am not the only thing high in Florida. There are several thousand other people that are also high in Florida, so I would not assume that I am the only one. But, yeah, so, all right, I'm doing an impromptu show here. I guess I should probably pull up something to look at while we're doing.
Well, I did have this. I was hoping Dutch would be here because I know he would be excited about this one. But, Demi Lovato is planning a world tour for 2012.
Really?
And I figured Dutch being her biggest fan goes to all of her shows that he'd be really interested in that. And this is the weird thing. Like, I'd never really heard of her before until like, you know, a couple months ago when Dutch started talking about her. Do you know who the fuck she is?
Demi Lovato. Isn't she another one of those, Disney Channel?
Yeah. Tricks? I know she's a Disney girl, but like, what did she do?
She sings, I believe, is what it is she does. But she's, you know, one of those Disney chicks. So,
she's a whore.
I can't say that she's a whore. I mean, I would have sex with her. She's pretty hot.
That's why she's a whore. All women that look at her whores.
Never mind. She's 19.
That's what I assume.
I will not have sex with her. Let's see.
You want to?
No. She's 19. I'm done. Done.
Complete. That's it. That's your limit.
Yeah.
Once they hit that magical legal age, they're past.
Sweetheart,
just cast them aside like some stones. I don't want them anymore.
She's gonna be 20 next year. That's just downhill.
Ew.
All downhill.
She's over the hill.
Absolutely, all downhill from here. Yeah, she sings pop rock occasionally. So all those girly pop rock songs that she does. I don't know. And now we're being told that we're having the worst show. And I said, I told you it was going to be fun, guys.
Yeah.
So
if you don't like it, we'll hang out anyway.
Exactly. Just everybody hang out. But no, Demi Lovato. Let's see what I got here on Demi Lovato. Bunch of movies, Disney movies. Not a whole lot of anything too interesting. Like I said, she's 19. I'm over. Do we got some like hot Disney up and comers coming along? Is that what we got here?
I don't know if Rebecca Black is a Disney girl, but I love her.
Oh, no, she's
totally
not.
My favorite.
Hello there, caller.
What is it? The pedophile depression show?
Sorry, sir. You're gonna have to call us back. Okay.
No, sir. This is my show.
Yeah, you think it's your show.
You will respect the sanctity of my show.
This is not your show. This is my show and Mitch's show. Mitch and I have
here.
A show. Where are you?
Okay. Hey, you've been on 10 minutes and you've talked about weather and Demi Lovato. You guys are killing it.
I know. We're just getting warmed up here.
Oh, you really are? Okay, cool. What bits are coming up on this show?
I don't know, sir.
Bits are coming up.
I don't know, sir. Why aren't you contributing anything to the show?
Yeah, I'll contribute. Do some War of the Roses or some prank calls.
Some prank calls.
Jesus Christ. It's like Fox and Friends, except even stupider.
I don't think that's possible, sir.
No, it is. It is.
Royce, this is your idea.
You're doing okay. You're doing all right. I'm just kidding.
This is your idea, first of all. Okay.
I'm fine with it. You guys are talking. There's no dead air. It's still better than 90% of other podcasts on there, so I'm fine with it.
That's also true. So
you guys think, I think the name of your show, whenever you guys are doing a show, should be the Crippling Depression Hour.
I don't know about all that.
Right. Or the Statutory Hour. I'm still working on it.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I'm confused. Why do you think that we're both sad, depressed people?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked. I'll start with Mitch. You had a one-year relationship with somebody who turned out to be a fake person. And regarding Sean, just look at him.
No, don't look at me.
What are those things?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you could also say, well, I guess you were in Orlando all weekend, and Sean was at home smoking pot all day, and I was just at home, not smoking pot, but I was at home.
Playing with
so
his
guns.
So
I guess it's fitting.
Mitch was playing with
so
his guns.
So Sean was doing something. You just said, you probably just sat at your house and stared at the hole in the wall that you punched, Mitch.
I fixed all the holes.
What are you punching holes in walls for?
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, I saw this show on SEAL Team 6. The Army's for faggots. The Navy SEALs is where it is.
You should join them. You'd be perfect.
No.
You're mentally unstable. You're a big guy.
No, the Navy SEALs, I would fit in better being an actual SEAL.
Oh, wait, and you're Cuban. You can swim good.
Yep.
All right. That's racist. That's racist.
Accurate.
And true, but racist.
Exactly.
Accurate.
I really don't like the fact that you're taking pot shots at me. I'll have you know that I have food poisoning and I'm getting a cold.
Good.
So what?
I hope it kills you.
What did you do, Royce? How did you get food poisoning? Tell me.
Well, we all decided to eat at the German restaurant in Epcot, and apparently their dessert cream might have gone bad, so we all got sick.
Well, that's not good. Not good for business
at all. I'm sorry it's not a more exciting story. I can make something up if you want, but that's actually what really happened.
No, he was eating the asshole of one of the characters dressed up, and nice. He got sick.
Well, what we were doing was we were riding MGM, the great movie ride, and we asked to sit in front just to say all the lines before the guy could say them, and he was getting really irritated with us. Like when there's a part where you go from the New York and the mobster guy takes over the cart, and then you go into like the Wild West like movie set, and the mobster goes, "What is this, Jersey?" I said it like 5 minutes before she said it. She's like, "How did you know that?" I'm like, "Been out a million times." Then they go into the Aliens, the movie set, and then I said, "What is this, Space Jersey?" And she didn't like that. So basically just call everything in the New Jersey, which is, we don't like it on the show. It's horrible.
So not only do you ruin everyone's lives on the show, but you just random people, too, at amusement parks?
Everywhere he goes.
You want to hear a fun story? We actually all got, myself, Marie, Brett, and Tiffany, all got Just Engage buttons that they give out.
Who?
So everybody kept telling us congratulations, and then we were sitting on the ferry going to Epcot, and this lady said, "Oh, you got engaged, congratulations," and Brett goes, "Yeah, me and Royce, we just got married, and those two, we're actually a big Borman family." And then she goes, "Oh," and she goes, "Yeah, you know, we're trying to get a reality TV show." She's all like awkward because she can't go anywhere because it's a boat. and then of course she tells her, "Yeah, but we worship the devil on Mondays," and she just got up and walked away. Which I don't understand.
I can't imagine why. She's sitting next to some gay people and they love the devil.
Excuse me, the correct term is polygamist.
Oh.
You say it right. And we actually did a lot of things that bother people. Oh, my sister, one of the douchebags at Halloween Horror Nights with the chainsaw, even though it didn't have a chain, wasn't looking and ran like full speed into my sister's ribs. So we had to take her to the medical center so she could get ice on it. And then I walk into guest services and I'm like, "Hey, listen, give her $70 back because she just got hit with a chainsaw." The cleaner at guest services goes, "We don't give refunds, I give you 30%. And my sister goes, "Honey, listen, I got hit with a chainsaw. Will you give me my money back?" And then the guy finally said, "Yeah, okay, fine, I'll give you your money back," because he doesn't want to be sued.
Well, she had all in all, it was a good time. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you guys would be very proud of me. The entire night at Halloween Horror Nights, I wasn't Royce, I was Brent.
I would never be proud of you. Not once would I ever be proud of you.
And right, you will this. And right before we walked into a haunted house, I go, "Guys, this is really scary, but you know what's really scary? World hunger." Really loud. And the black guy in front of us looked at me like, "What?" and then when we got out, I go, "Yeah, guys, I was a little scared, but you know what's really scary? Darfur." So everyone had a good time, I think. Everyone in the group, everyone around us hated us.
Well, everywhere we go, that's what happens because you don't know how to behave.
No, I know how to behave. The problem is you can't go along with a bit. You can't go along with the Brent character because I embarrass you, because I grab your balls in a grocery store. You can't do anything, Sean.
First of all, you only grab my balls after I finished giving you a hand job, so I wasn't the one that was feeling uncomfortable.
Okay, the people around us. Like I said, I think Royce is disappearing and Brent is becoming a real person.
I hope that's not the case, because I like Royce.
Brent C. Applewood is very positive. He cheered up everybody Halloween Horror Nights, and everyone was kind of scared, but I was giving, like, positive messages, you know, like, stop being a human being and start being a human doing, like the strangers, and I think they liked that and appreciated it. Like, you know, for example, Brent has a new quote that I said, "Guys, you can't feel righteous without us." And people enjoyed it.
That's because the average person,
you know, it's going to make me so happy when you just become Brent, when there is no more Royce. That's going to make me so happy.
You know what's going to be happy? The one day I do the Brent quote to the wrong person and I got my teeth knocked out and called a queer.
Oh, my God. You are the worst.
I'm going to get my front teeth knocked out and called a fag. And then Brent's not going to be funny anymore. It's going to be painful. But whatever. Until that day comes. Thing is, you can't hate Brent because he's just really helpful.
You know what you should do as Brent? You should just go to bars and be a straight edge guy, like the really asshole ones though that knock people's drinks out of their hands, and just say,
"I do that." But Punchy already does that, and he's a real straight edge asshole.
No, but I'm saying as a character, but you should just, you're playing the straight edge guy, and then you get your teeth knocked in.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be good. But also, a good thing to do is, as Brent, when you see a guy hitting on a girl, for example, like I'm going to do to Sean tomorrow when we go see the Whole Tones, if he's hitting on a girl, I'm going to walk up to him and be like, hey guys, just make sure you use protection, okay, because there's STDs going around. And I really think that's going to help my friend get laid. I'm a good wingman. I'm not going to lie to you.
You are the worst wingman in the world.
That is not true.
I heard there's a lot of herpes going around here.
Good God.
And also, I walk up to Sean and be like, Sean, listen, I know you're having a good time, but did you take your belt track? Because it's really important.
Are you loading guns back there, Mitch? What the hell was that?
No, I'm opening up another Coke.
I thought you were
mixing.
Cocking a pistol back for some reason. I was like, is this
no,
a
do
show,
you
want to
hear what that sounds like?
No, I know what that sounds like.
Hold on. Right here. I got it right here.
Yeah.
A pistol.
Yeah, I know what that sounds like.
Guys, I'm just high on life. I don't need to drink beer or do drugs, so.
Royce, how pissed are you about the Dolphins right now?
Oh, what do you mean? I love the Dolphins right now. The best team ever. Are
perfect.
You serious? Listen, if you can't be the best team, be the worst team.
We're perfect.
At least you got something for you. Listen, the Dolphins will be the Dolphins are going to be the first team to go undefeated and not win a game. They're going to be the first team that's ever done both.
I don't think that's possible, Royce.
Take that, New England Patriots.
I don't think any of that's possible.
And honestly, real question, if you were gay, would you have sex with Tom Brady? I'm really curious if I'm the only one.
I would have sex with Tom Brady right now.
I would have sex with Tom Brady just to say I had sex with Tom Brady. That's a good story.
Hey, tell me about it. You know how many times I'd get laid by men if I said I had sex with Tom Brady?
You think it would get annoying if you're in the huddle and every time Tom Brady is doing something, you tickle his balls a little bit instead of slap his ass? You think it would just get mad? You start glancing it a little bit, so he's like, oh, it's probably my mistake. But like by the fourth quarter, you're just cupping his balls. And the thing is, he can't do anything because you would be the center, and if he does anything, you'll let him get sacked.
No, and see, also, like, you're not even, like, doing it hard. You're just lovingly cupping his balls so that he knows that your hand is there. And he just feels it.
Right, and what it is it's like it's more of a protection thing. It's like, you see how I'm holding your balls? This is how I'm going to protect you. You should feel protected. That's me. I'm old-fashioned.
No, you're just good with the balls.
And by the way, I have an old man Lopez story. We're up here with my father, who he knows is a maniac, just like me.
Oh, my
God.
And
we were at a pub, and we're sitting down, and all we were doing was yelling how horrible Jews and blacks are.
Everyone
kept looking at us, so we kind of ruined their night.
He is the worst human being alive. What is wrong with him?
He was just yelling curses in Yiddish. he goes to Brett, he's like, oh, you know what Schmeckle is? And he's like, oh, I'm not really sure. And then I go, it's a penis. And I kind of really loud, and my mom just beat red and covered her face. So it was pretty fun, all in all.
So your dad gets in on the Brent joke, too?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's insane.
Oh, he's the worst. He is.
He talks loud on purpose because he wants people to hear you insulting them. Like, we walked into the monorail, and there was these three young Democrats, because Joe Biden was at the Contemporary, and they're sitting there together, and there was just this black young girl with dreads. And my dad walks in, he goes, who's this monkey? And that's racist, but yeah, that's so funny.
It is hysterical, and it is totally typical of him.
Right, because, see, the rule in our family is pick on anybody that you know you could beat up in a fist fight. Like, okay, I wouldn't do that to, like, Anderson Silva, but to a helpless woman, yeah, obviously.
Right. Makes sense. Makes total sense.
We were actually having a lot of fun in Disney, and the way we have fun is by making everybody else around us miserable. That's really the only way we know how to live. For example, we went to the Ale House, which is pretty awesome, except the waitress's name was Kiwi, and we couldn't get over it. We just kept calling her a fruit, and she really didn't like that.
I bet she
didn't.
I don't
think she appreciated it.
Why are you the worst? You can't take him anywhere, Mitch. Nowhere. You can go nowhere in public with Royce.
Yeah,
it sounds like you can take him everywhere. This sounds like a blast. I don't know what your problem is.
I'm talking to the two most socially acceptable people. Shut up. Both of you are crazy. You have fucking Private Power from Full Metal Jacket on one end, and you have fucking the Pedophile King from fucking the from every pedophile movie ever, from fucking Lolita on the other side. So don't pretend like I'm fucking weird.
No, I didn't say there was anything wrong with you. I'm actually siding with you, which doesn't help your case at all.
No, you're right. Your siding with me doesn't make me feel good. It makes you feel, oh, good, another crazy person agrees with me.
Well, see, the thing is, if all the crazy people side with you, that's got to say something about you.
Yeah, then I'm awesome. Look, it worked out for David Koresh, didn't it? Marilyn.
Not really.
What's his face? At Manson, it worked out for him.
Well, he wasn't.
Oh, he had a lot of friends.
Exactly. So it worked out great for him.
He wasn't crazy.
By the way, guys, I meant to tell you, I got a swastika tattoo on my head. I can't wait to show it to you.
What did you go and do that for now?
What do you mean, what for? Me, what I'm showing, it's kind of like a political statement. I'm not sure what it is yet, but it has something to do with evil Jews.
You know what it means? Not welcome.
Right, exactly. What it means is, it's like, look, the thing is that you got to give him credit. He got a swastika on his head. Do you know what that means? That, at least he's not being a hidden racist like some people. You know right up front, like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with this guy. He doesn't like Jews.
He's very upfront. You know where he stands on things. That's nice.
And you can't blame him. You really can't. I mean, as Sean says, they control the weather and the media. So, you know, for example, raining in Florida, why did that happen? A banker needed crops to grow. Everyone knows that.
Okay, but now hold on a minute. If they control the media, that's not so bad because they give us shows like Dexter. So you can't totally hate them.
They control the media in the way that they control the networks. The directors aren't actually Jewish, except for maybe Spielberg. Well, okay, Spielberg is. And really, after Jurassic Park, has he done anything else? He gave us Terra Stupid Shit, which is the worst dinosaur thing I've ever seen. And he was also the executive producer of Falling Skies, which is another piece of garbage. Seriously, name 75 movies that Jews have done that are good.
75? That's a lot.
No, but I want them all.
You want them in alphabetical order?
Yes, you could start with
Schindler's 75 list. Movies made by Jews.
Okay, E.T.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Jurassic Park 4.
Hold on. But Raiders of the Lost Ark, do you give that to Spielberg or do you give that to Lucas?
Jews.
Is Lucas a Jew, too?
Is Lucas a Jew?
I don't know.
No. He can't be. He made Star Wars. It's a known fact that Jews are afraid of space. You didn't know that? Guys, where have you been living? They are afraid of leaving the atmosphere. Name one Jewish astronaut.
Well, let's see.
I don't.
You know what? I bet some of the cosmonauts were Jewish.
A lot of them were probably.
No. I'm not talking about Russian "I'll kill you" Jews. I'm talking about Americans "I fight for coupons" Jews.
Oh, those kind of Jews.
By the way, I respect Israeli Jews because they'll fucking kill you with their bare hands.
Okay.
I'm talking about...
We have Judith Resnick, Jeremy A. Hoffman, Ellen S. Baker, Marsha Ivins, Jerome Apt. What a stupid name. His last name is APT.
Uh-huh.
David Wolf, Martin, there's a whole bunch of Jews. I don't know what you're talking
about. No, they financed the rockets. They didn't go into space.
Okay, how about Scott J. Horowitz? You don't get any Jewier than that.
Yeah, you do. Of course you get Jewier than that. Goldman, Goldberg. And it's funny, because Jews just love gold so much they have to have it in their names.
Okay, how about Garrett Reisman?
That could be Australian. I'm Garrett Reisman, mate. See? Australian. I think you're making it up. For example, have you looked at the Jewish Hall of Fame? There's like one person, and I think it's Sage Rosenfeld.
Well, for sports, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a four-string quarterback, and he's in the Jewish Hall of Fame.
No, Jordan.
Right, but I mean, we're not saying that you need to be good at sports to go into space. You just need to be able to handle the gravity.
Here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't get. We bred black people, well, we, white people bred black people, and became great at sports. Egyptians bred Jews, and they're horrible at sports.
Well, that's because...
How did that happen?
Right, well, the black people have that extra bone in their leg, so they can go faster.
You know, listen, Mitch the Greek, I don't think that's true.
I've never heard
of
it.
I'm pretty sure that's not true. I don't think they have an extra bone. I don't think they're kangaroos.
Have you ever seen a CAT scan of a black person?
No, I guess I haven't.
Then you don't know.
Have you?
No, but I'm just guessing. Why else would they be able to run so fast?
You
by the way, have you guys heard of that new Siri app for the iPhone?
No.
I have, yes.
They're like talks to you, like you tell it, hey, set my alarm, or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, well, that thing.
Is anybody else afraid that the Terminators are coming because of it? Because that's getting too fucking freaky.
No, there's a lot of things that are... It's just, like, all of these bad movies, like Terminator, and, you know, all of the machines are going to rise up. Like, you watch those movies, and you're like, holy shit, I want to kill my computer. But then you go right. ahead and you get Siri, and you have it do these right. things for you. It's just going to happen.
Right.
People are stupid.
And everybody knows the only good post-apocalyptic movie is going to be Gray State.
Exactly.
Now we're talking.
See that plug?
That's a good plug. And see, the difference is Gray State doesn't have a happy ending. All
it
the other ones kind
to.
Of do.
The, That's the other not ones true, kind of, Have you seen The Road?
Yeah, that kind of had a happy ending.
No, it didn't. The fucking... Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it by now. But the fucking dad was killed, and the kid was taken away by freaks without thumbs.
Okay,
how is that a happy
road,
ending?
Hold on, speaking of The Road, I want to know if this made you laugh too, or if it's just me. But did you laugh when the black guy stole their shopping cart?
Of course I laughed. That guy was awesome. That guy was from The Wire, I think.
He probably was. But it's like he was the only black guy in the movie, and he stole their stuff.
Well, I didn't laugh. What I did is I sighed loudly and said, figures. But don't worry. I mean, it wasn't a Madea movie, so there really wasn't any black people around me to hear it. And also, that's how I heard the movie, because there wasn't any black people around me.
That's terrible. That is absolutely
terrible. Oh, Sean, please.
You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish. I said it was terribly accurate.
Oh, okay. No, terribly accurate.
Terribly accurate. You're not letting me finish, Royce. You gotta let
me... You're right, you're right.
Yes.
I do apologize, and I'm also really sad because Punchy's about to fucking beat me in fantasy football because McGahee decided to fucking break his body, so...
Oh, I don't care.
McGahee. I love that name. He's the only football player I know.
So, Royce...
Shut up. I really do hate the fact that fucking Mitch plays Moneyball. He doesn't even know football players. He just looks at stats.
But it seems to be working.
Yeah, of course it seems to be working. Better than fucking Sean Football Theory Waters.
Well, yeah, I took football theory class.
Well, yeah, you failed because you're not doing very good in any of your league.
I got
it.
Well,
he doesn't care because he's making more money than his other league.
That's right.
Oh, because it's not a money league. That's right.
Right.
It doesn't bother him.
I'm doing worse in my money league. Are you kidding me? So
well,
worst
there you
part.
Go. Waste of $50 right there.
Do you want me to, Sean? Do you want me to give you some fantasy tips? Something?
Yeah, that's what
obviously,
we'll do.
If you follow my method of picking, you're gonna do good.
We'll have football tips from the guy who doesn't watch sports.
Right.
I wouldn't take tips from Mitch because one time he goes, "Hey, does Daryl Strawberry still play football?" And I was like,
he was good.
I don't think you're right.
He was probably good when he did play football.
He played for the Mets and he played baseball.
Yeah, and he did a lot of coke. So he was probably really
good.
He's
not Bo Jackson.
Didn't do everything. So, Royce, you sound like you're dying.
No, I'll be all right by the time I get down there. I'm just my stomach's messed up and I'm getting a cold, but I'll be alive.
Well, when might that be?
We're in mile marker 172, so you figure it out.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But what are you going to do?
And it's fucking raining everywhere, too?
Seriously, the fucking German restaurant really blitzkrieged my stomach.
Oh, I'm going to have to run brakes and everything. This is fun. Asshole.
What are you yelling? Why are you talking so low?
Because he's deep in thought.
I was actually yelling at you, and I was reading a story at the same time.
you're doing radio, so talking into the mic. Well, all right, well, I'm going to let you guys continue and do radio. You're welcome for me giving you my gold from the car. And you continue, and I'll call you guys after the break and give you another update.
Yeah, we'll have a break once I figure out how to do that.
Here's how you do the break. What you do is, at 11 o'clock, just go to Groove Shark and play whatever songs you want. And in between the two songs, play the Edge FM promo, which is in Dutch Productions in the Dropbox.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know where the hell fucking... Whatever that program is.
Where Dropbox is?
No, I know where the Dropbox is. I don't know where the Groove Shark is.
Well, Groove Shark? Okay. Have you go to GrooveShark.com?
You go to GrooveShark.com. Don't tell me how to live my life.
All right, you're right. I apologize, Sean.
Jesus Christ.
And by the way, no more weather talk, please.
Oh, no. I've got a nice little story over here.
No, see, this one time it was snowing here, and
yeah,
and they got snowed.
Yeah, you guys should talk about politics. I heard Ross Perot's doing really good.
Oh, that's where that is. Okay.
All right. Well, have fun, dummies. Bye.
Bye. Get out of here. Hang up. Oh, thank God he's done. It doesn't sound like there's a dick in his mouth.
or he's hanging out of a plane.
Yeah. Like he was hanging his head out the window while Marie's driving down the highway at 100 miles an hour. He's just like, hey, guys. What is wrong with him?
He's like a dog. He's got his tongue out, looking out the window,
he is
seeing what's ahead.
Terrible, terrible asshole. So speaking of terrible assholes, Mitch, I found this story in one of it was in one of the local papers down here in Fort Lauderdale. And apparently there was this guy, former youth pastor, gets nearly 29 years in molestation case. So we've got...
Well, I don't know. What did he do wrong? That didn't sound like he did anything wrong.
All right. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. 30 pleaded no contest in June to 3 counts of sexual battery by a custodial authority and 1 count of lewd and lascivious molestation on a victim younger than 15. He faced a maximum sentence of 105 years in prison, but even prosecutor Adriana Alcade Padron said that would be excessive. She asked for a 30-year sentence.
So, just give him a couple months. Give him like 3 months. That's enough to recuperate.
Well,
go back to his old job.
It says here Lewis was a youth pastor at this big fancy church down here in Broward County. Which,
of course, it's in Florida.
Which has it's the local paper, so it happened in one of the neighborhoods not far from here. But it says here Lewis was a youth pastor by a church by the Glades, which has a congregation of between 6,000 and 7,000 members. Alcade Padron said Lewis met the victim when she was 12 years old and carefully manipulated her, grooming her until he could take advantage of her sexually. When she was 14, Lewis molested the girl and had sex with her during encounters between May and November of 2009, according to the charges. The girl was in court Friday, but
at least he's
testify.
Breaking the stereotypes, though.
What? He's a 30-year-old black dude. Breaking the stereotypes?
Right. Oh, yeah, breaking the stereotypes that pastors don't have sex with kids.
Oh, well, of course they do.
Oh, well, he's not doing a very good job then. He's doing a great job as a pastor, but...
Right, right, right. He actually might get accepted to a Catholic church if he, actually went and did something. But anyway, so yeah, and let's see here. What else does it say? This girl was in court on Friday, did not testify. A statement she wrote was read aloud by a family friend. Well, that's not fun.
No, then she didn't say it.
Exactly. In the
state, anybody could have wrote it then.
In the statement, the girl described Lewis as an oppressive and jealous figure who belittled her and robbed her of precious life experiences. Well, that one doesn't even count. The first one? When does the first one count? Like, you just might as well...
No, she just needs to grow thicker skin and precious life experiences? Come on. Sex isn't that precious.
No.
It's just something that two people do when one of them is really fat and the other one's lonely.
Yeah, well, you know.
Why? Oh, wait.
I see what you did there. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Well, it's not just me, because I know you've been in the same place as me.
Well, yeah, that's true. Also true. But let's see here. So, yeah, so now Royce is going to complain about that because I'm reading things out of the newspaper. Anyway, Dolphins lost today. My goddamn Dolphins, Mitch. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know you don't.
Honestly, I don't. I have no idea.
We are
over. No, but I wanted to bring this up, though. It was more going to be directed at Royce and Dutch, but mm-hmm. I've noticed that kind of going back to that whole, you know, thing with the people in New Jersey being snowed in and they can't, you know, get on internet or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you really enjoy it when your friends are going through hardships? Like, does it make you happy? Because I know for me, like, okay, think about it. If the entire state of Montana lost power, would you give a shit because you don't know anyone in Montana? But right. As soon as one of your friends goes through some sort of hardship, the first thing I do, at least, is laugh at them and then make jokes at them that hopefully they can read later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's just me or if that's kind of a agreed upon thing.
I think it's a agreed upon type thing. I mean, I laugh when people are doing, you know, like. You come and tell me, hey, you know, this happened or whatnot. I might, you know, make fun of you, or I don't really feel bad for people, if that's what you're asking. I definitely don't feel bad for people.
Well, like, here's another one. Like Merch said on Facebook, he said something about, Jesus Christ, there's all this snow on the ground. Now my Facebook wall is going to be barraged with minute amounts of snow. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the first thing I did was find all those stupid pictures that have captions on them. And I just posted about 7 of them, just machine gun posted them on his wall.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. You know, just because.
Alrighty. But no, I mean, yeah, is it funny when people, I always think it's funny. It's my favorite thing is when my little brothers get fucked over. Nothing makes me happier than to see one of my little brothers get fucked over because they spent their whole lives fucking me over. So... Anytime I see one of them do something stupid, and I'm just going to be like, aha, mom's going to get you.
Your little brothers fucked you over?
All of them. I'm the oldest out of all of the kids, so they constantly would do
Isn't
that.
It supposed to be the other way around, though? You're the old ones, so you're supposed to bully them?
Yeah, well, no. Bully them, that's different. But, I mean, it's different when you're one person, and then there's 3 of them telling your mother that you're responsible for the 7 footprints that are on the wall and the hole in the wall and the mess on the countertop where you spilled red Kool-Aid and now the entire countertop is pink.
Wait, Kool-Aid? You didn't tell me about this. You live in Dutch's family?
Gatorade, whatever. I forget. We're white. We actually, you know, drink Gatorade. But it was powdered Gatorade, so it wasn't cheap, crappy bottle Gatorade. It was stronger, and there's red shit all over the counter. It's my fault. Yeah, I did that. All of it. And the 3 different footprints that are there.
It's all you. You were putting on different shoes.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's see here. I was,
not doing show prep, just like me.
I was definitely not doing show prep. But, all right. Yes. Now this is what we're talking about right here. Woman offers undercover officer sex for $17.
Okay. Do you have her name? Because I would like, I'll give her 20. Yeah. I don't even want change back. I'll just give her 20.
There you go. You are a polite man. This took place in Fort Walton Beach. A woman who flagged down an undercover officer and then offered oral sex was arrested. The officer was driving down Lovejoy Road around 8 p.m. when the 45-year-old woman motioned for the officer to stop, according to the Fort Walton Beach Police Department arrest report. Once the officer had stopped, the Janet F. Overdurf said she would provide oral sex for $25. The two then negotiated the price down to $17 before the officer arrested Overdurf for prostitution.
Hold on a second. So this cop... is obviously he's looking for hookers and prostitutes and shit. Why is he bartering her down?
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't want
to
pay.
No, but here's the thing. He's going to arrest her anyway. So why would he even try to barter her down? Like, okay, I'll give you $25. Oh, wait, I'm a cop.
Well, what they have to do is they have to, you know, actually prove that you're soliciting sex. So,
well, she said, I'll blow you for $25. Isn't that enough?
Kind of, but he wanted to, you know, I guess he wanted to take it and keep going. And
he really wanted to make sure, so he got blown, and then he arrested her.
Yeah, it probably did. I mean, that's what I would do.
I need to be a cop. That sounds great. You get to hang out with hookers all day. Not that I don't anyway, but
all right, you know,
I get paid for it.
I see where you're going with this one. But I don't know. And how do you... First, she's lowballing him anyway, $25, and then he hustles her down to $17.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she's definitely not an attractive woman, that is for sure.
No, because usually, you know, the blowjobs, those usually go for like $50 or something like that.
Right, yeah.
You can get a handy for like $10 or $15, but...
But, so she started at 25, and then the guy, the officer, hustled her down to 17. Let's see. Oh, here we go. When searching overdue before placing her in the patrol car, the officer found a crack pipe in her crotch area. Let's see. She has at least two prior arrests for prostitution, and she said that she used the pipe daily to smoke crack cocaine.
Obviously, it's a crack pipe. What else are you going to use it for?
Recreational.
No, I went down to the tobacco shop, and I got some English blend. It's pretty good.
It's
smoking it out of my crack pipe.
It's recreational crack
use. Isn't it all? Is there a medicinal crack?
I think so. Can't you get a prescription for that from the doctor?
You can get methadone, but that's for getting off of things, which is just as bad as the other ones. But
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll see if I can get me some crack. That's what I want to do.
Some medical prescription some crack.
Prescription crack. Can I get some of that?
Yeah, I don't, like, I've never done anything harder than weed, so.
Well, I've never smoked crack. I've smoked meth, I've smoked pot, and then I've, you know, drank my ass off. I've done almost every pill you can think of. Opium is nice to sprinkle over the pot, and you can smoke that when you sprinkle it over the pot. But all that other shit, like, I've done coke. All that other shit, like heroin, not for me. Just
didn't do it for you?
No, it's just not for me. Like, why do I want to be that? Like, I remember one night we were having a party. While I was out in LA, my buddy and I that I was living with, we had a party, and there was this girl who came over with some of the other girls, and she kept disappearing every once in a while. And I was like, okay, that's a little awkward. But anyway, so eventually,
lots of blowjobs.
Eventually, we find her out on the back patio, and we're like, what the fuck is she doing out here? And she just passed out. I was like, how did this chick get passed out? So my buddy and I go over to her, and we try to wake her up, and she's like just not budging. So we're like, okay. Go back inside. A couple hours later, we see her come strolling back in. Disappears again. We can't find her after like about another 45 minutes to an hour. We're like, what the hell? Where did this chick go? So we go downstairs, and we go out front of the building. And out in front of the apartment complex, somebody, I guess, had thrown away a couch because there was just a couch sitting out on the curb. So we go out there, and there's this girl laid out on the couch. And she's blue. And I was like, well, why is she blue? And then I'm thinking about it. I go over to her, and I put my hand in front of her face. And I was like, okay, somebody needs to call the paramedics immediately because this girl's not breathing. So I guess she had, you know, my buddy comes back and he's like, what's going on? I was like, this chick is passed out on the couch. She's blue. We need paramedics, and I'm not sticking around for this. So let's make that happen.
Because I take it you were partaking in not so legal things as well?
No, no, no. I mean, I was drunk and high and probably, tweaking my balls off. So that's a different story. But, you know, I wasn't going to be the one waiting for the cops and the paramedics to get there and be like, I think this chick's passed out on heroin. And, No. You guys aren't coming back into my place.
Right.
That's not happening. So
she just really liked Pulp Fiction and she wanted to reenact that moment.
I guess so, because she was passed the fuck out. Like, I was, why would you want to do that to yourself? Why do you want to, like,
She missed the entire night because she passed out on the patio and then she woke up and then overdosed on the couch. That's, you know, she missed the entire night.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense to me why you would want to be that unable to, like, do anything. Like, it's different. Like, I smoke pot and I can still function. I can still go get in my car and drive to the gas station and I'm not going to kill anybody on my way there. But if I was shooting up heroin and passing out behind the wheel of a car, forget all that. I'm not, fuck that. I'm not trying to do all that. I mean, I can get in the car hopped up on coke and drive, but that's not good. I had a friend that did that, and she had a heart attack while she was driving, drove herself into a canal. That was not good. Let's just say I haven't seen her since then, but that was pretty bad. So
yeah, I stay away from most of that. I stay away from all that because I know I have an addictive personality. So I know that the second that I even take a little bit of anything, I'm done. I'm going to be on it and fucked.
Well, that was my problem with coke, was that I enjoyed it way too much. And I figured, you know, if I'm going to keep doing this, then I'm probably going to kill myself doing it. So it's either kill yourself doing something or put it down and, you know, because I don't really drink anymore. I don't do anything else other than smoke pot and play video games. That's it.
Oh, I still do the drinking thing. Not like I used to, though.
Oh. Royce could tell you some stories of me blacked out because I don't remember half of them. It was always fun waking up next to these kids like, hey, what did I do? Oh, I peed on your floor. Okay. Sorry about that.
See, I've never had that problem. I've never blacked out. I've been drunk beyond, you know, anyone's wildest dreams, but I've never blacked out. I always can remember what happens, what I've done that night.
Not me. There have been nights that are complete. There are about a good month or two worth of nights just spread out over the past few years that are just missing. Some of them thanks to alcohol, some of them thanks to Xanax, some thanks to alcohol and Xanax and pot and more alcohol and more Xanax. I didn't know when to stop. It just kept going.
See, even when I was on Percocets, I still remember those nights.
Percocets are, I don't know.
You think they're weak?
I mean, compared to a Xanax, yeah. Percocet's not really going to put you out like a Xanax will.
Oh, see, that's probably the strongest thing I've done is Percocets. When I had my wisdom teeth out, I was popping them, you know, the entire bottle in a day.
Well, that's how I slept with the black chick. I was blacked out. Fucking, I go with Royce, of course, up to Gainesville to go. This is when him and Marie had first started hooking up. And we go all the way up there and we go to this party, and a couple of Marie's friends are there, and she's friends with this black chick. We'll call her that. And so, of course, I get hammered drunk. Everybody's hammered drunk, and Royce and Marie and everybody else just let me wander on off with the black chick. So I wake up the next morning in the girls' dorm at UF. No recollection of how I got there. No idea who this chick is that's laying next to me. And I just get up and walk down the hallway to go pee. And it's the girls' floor of the dorm, so there's a bunch of chicks in the bathroom when I walk in, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Ladies, I just need to pee. Is there any way I could just pee right now? I should probably be washing off my cock just in case. but I gotta pee right now. Can I do that? Yeah, go pee. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. And then I meet them down at the cafeteria the next morning, and they're like, oh, how was your night? I don't fucking know. What did you guys let me do? Oh, we didn't let you do anything. Yes, you did. You let me wander off with her. Who is she?
When you're drunk and, you know, friends are the worst because they'll just let you go if they're doing something else or they're occupied by something, anything else. Like, oh, yeah, whatever, go ahead. I walked around Charlotte for a couple hours one night just because I was drunk and I didn't want to hang out in the bar anymore. So I just disappeared and walked around. Nobody knew where I was or anything. And then I just showed up back at the bar a couple hours later. Like, oh, where were you? That's, people are the worst.
That's why I don't like drinking anymore, because it's not worth the waking up feeling shitty. It's not worth the having to go ask everybody that you came across that night, the night before, what it was that you said or did to them to piss them off. Why is there a hole in my pants? Why is there a crack in my windshield?
Anyway.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. Worst pants in America. But it's just all kinds of stupidity when I'm drunk, and I can't do it. I can't do it. So,
no, yeah. I'm definitely over the hangovers and the losing an entire day because of what you did in a matter of hours the night before. I'm over that. I still drink, but not to excess like before.
Yeah, I mean, I can still drink. Like, you know, if Marie's having a drink or, you know, I'm not going to sit here and keep up with Mersh. But, I mean, you know, or if I go to the club and go down there with Mersh, I'll have a couple of beers, you know, drink a little bit. But I'm not going to go out with the intention to get drunk anymore. You know, and I'm...
Right, and I don't know about you, but I never really liked bars or anything like that. It was just too loud, too many people, too much, too expensive and everything. No. It's like going to someone's house and just getting fucked up there.
Exactly.
Passing out their house.
Yeah, exactly. I can't deal with the whole bar scene anymore. It's just, it's too much. It's too loud, too crowded. Especially down here, there's too many people. And it's just, it drives
They're
me.
They're all the Jews.
Well, the Jews aren't the ones that bother me. It's the Hispanics and the blacks. You know, they're just in there, and it doesn't really matter. It's pretty much everybody that goes to a bar bothers the hell out of me because they're there to get drunk and wasted. And there's always the one person in every group that's the designated driver. There's always the one person in every group that can't handle their liquor and is vomiting all over the place. It's the same shit all the time, and I'm done with it.
No matter where you go.
It's ridiculous, and I can't deal with that. I, you know, if I'm in a bar, one, the major problem I have is that everybody's staring at me because
you're 7 feet tall.
Because I tower over everybody. If I stand at the bar, I used to do that when I would go out to nightclubs. If I'd go out to a nightclub, I wasn't going to go walk around the fucking club and flirt with chicks. I would stand right at the bar, buy a drink, and wait for a chick to come over to the bar, because the bar down here, the way they build it is it's usually bar in the center of the room and dance floor all around it. So if you just go stand at the bar, if I go stand at the bar, everybody can see me. So whatever chick wants to come over, and it works all the time, chicks will just walk on over. Hey, what's up? Nothing. Can I buy you a drink? Turn around. I'm going to put this little pill in here real quick. You might wake up in the alley in the morning. But
see, that doesn't work for me because I'm only 5'10", so I'm not any taller than anyone else. So when I just go stand somewhere, I just become another person standing there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not the one that's going to go around and talk to people anyway.
But that's everywhere with me, though. It doesn't matter where I am, grocery store, mall, bar. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. People are just walk by and they're looking. One day I was with Marsh and we're walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and he was walking slightly behind me, and he's like, look at all these people like giving you this crazy look when they walk by. I'm okay. I don't care. I can't see half of them anyway.
Half of them only go up to my belt?
Exactly. That was my last girlfriend. My last girlfriend was 5 foot nothing, and I'm a whole 6'7". So I also found out that she, I also just found out last week ago that she was lying to me the whole time that we were together. She wasn't 18. She was 16. And let's see, how old was I? 26? Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. So
what is the problem?
No, I don't have a problem. I'm just saying she was lying to me. That's the only thing.
Oh, because she was lying to you.
Yeah.
If she would just come straight out and said, hey, I'm 16. All right, cool.
All right. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're asking for it.
It's just consent down there, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
She was asking for it.
She was the one. She was wearing those whorish clothes and...
No. She came over and sat on my lap. I didn't even know who she was because I was smoking a cigarette and she needed a lighter for her cigarette. So I'm sitting on this bench and she sits down on my lap. She's like, hi. I'm like, oh, hello. What's up? I need a lighter. Oh, okay. Here you go. She stands up, lights her cigarette.
Okay, I have a problem with that because she's not old enough to smoke.
Well, I figured she was 18. I was under the impression that she was 18. And I have no idea how that happened. But then a friend of hers that I knew was 17 back at the time was like, I ran into her the other day and she was telling me, she's like, yeah, that girl just turned 19. And I was like, just turned 19? Wait a second.
The math isn't adding up.
And I was like, just turned
19. Wait, that was like 4 years ago and she was 18.
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago. What? How? Whoa. Wait a second. I figured she should be 21 by now. No, she's 19. Oh, I see what happened here. I get it. She lied to me. And
so you're not even playing a character on the show. It's just
this is what happens to me.
It just happens to you.
Oh man, that shit was out of control. And then this girl, I would destroy this girl all the time. I would go over to her house. She lived with her dad. I should have warning flag there. We'd climb up on the roof and just go at it all night. Climb back down in the morning when the sun started coming up. I was like, what the hell are we doing up here? It was pretty out of control, but I just found out she was lying. So there it is, folks. Sean was banging a 16.
There it is. That's what you got to do, folks. Start smoking and you can meet underage girls.
It's perfect. It works every time. So...
It might work for you. It hasn't worked for me yet.
Oh,
I've been doing the smoking thing for years now, and I haven't.
Just go out and sit in front of the local grocery store because that's where I was working at the time, and take your cigarette break out front and just sit on one of the benches out front. It happens. So, all right, there, Mitch. I think I'm gonna try and run a break here. Hopefully, this all works out. So, guys, thank you for listening in the first hour. We'll be back in a little bit after I figure out how to play a song, a promo, and another song. All right.
Very difficult.
Yeah. All right, guys. Be right back.
Maybe. Anytime, though. Oh, your song? No song?
No song. Hold on,
no
wait.
No song.
Oh. Hold on, we're going to try again. Welcome to the amateur hour, people. Hey, Ellis, I'm going to get you. Don't you listen. Don't do that. All right. God knows what's still on here.
Hey, it's their fault for hanging out, for staying.
Well, I kind of misled them into, hey, let's see here. What is going
to... I told them exactly what to expect, so there should be no surprises here.
Yeah. All right, let's see if this one works.
Maybe? You had it at the beginning.
Did I? Oh, yeah. This would help.
There we go.
All right, folks, we'll be back.
You can now hear the Hippo Juice Show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm phone. on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download for free at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. That was Rush, but I'm sure you guys know who that is.
Anyway, I had no idea.
You had no idea?
No, of course I knew.
Mitch, your sarcasm was lost on me for a second there. All right, guys, welcome back to the special edition of Dutch and Royce.
Starring neither Dutch or Royce.
Sans Dutch and Royce. Sean and Mitch are here with you guys. The number is 954-573-2780 if you want to give us a call. We are here on this Sunday night kicking it, taking over for Dutch and Royce. Dutch is off living his miserable life, and Royce is still dead, being his miserable self. So we're here, and
I was hoping it would be right on one of those.
Well, you know, you tried. You gave it your best. That's all I ask of you, Mitch, you know.
I gave it a minimal thought.
It happens. It happens. So I have a few stories here that we can go over. In Canada, seeing as how we played Rush, I'll segue with in Canada.
It's very fitting.
You know, the Royal Ottawa Healthcare Group is contemplating a public-private partnership to build a new secure mental health unit at Brockville, Ontario, for female offenders diagnosed with mental problems, the Citizen has learned. This is Vancouver Sun or some silly Canadian thing. I didn't even know they had newspapers in Canada.
I didn't know they had things in Canada. I thought it was just all rocks and mooses.
And Mounties on horseback. That's all I thought.
Mounties on mooses.
Mounties on mooseback. I didn't even know there were real people in Canada. Apparently there are. And some of these female offenders have mental problems. See, the Royal Ottawa plan comes as statistics show the number of women with mental illness in Canada's prison system
100%.
Is growing exponentially. but it doesn't have the money to, apparently. The new unit will cost $33 million, but renovating an existing building. You see, this was, I thought they were going to tell us about crazy women. But no.
It's just some dumb thing about Canada, which is an oxymoron, because Canada and dumb is
not needed in the same sentence, I know.
Yeah.
So they want to build a mental health unit. Look, just because you commit a crime doesn't mean that you're crazy. And just because you're crazy doesn't mean that you can't go to jail.
But, okay, I'm going to throw a caveat on here. But just because you are crazy does mean that you are a woman.
Now, that is a fact. That is a scientific-based fact. Women are all crazy. But, so you want to build them a special building? Get over it. First they wanted to vote. Then they wanted to leave the kitchen and get jobs. What do they... Go to jail.
Here's the thing, women. Listen up. Jobs are overrated. Voting is overrated. Just go back to what you were doing before. You were good at it.
Ask the blacks. Voting is overrated. They don't do it. Why should you? Well, let's not get into that. But that's my problem with women is that they...
So are you saying that women are the same thing as blacks?
No. I wouldn't disrespect women like that. But, you know, they are needy. And I can't deal with your neediness. Sorry, ladies, but I can't deal with your neediness. It's just, I can't. I need... Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Can you see I'm trying to play a game here? Do me a favor. Sit down on the couch, smoke this, and shut up.
And then drink this beverage with... I didn't put anything in it.
No. We don't have to do all that. We can, but don't necessarily have to. So yeah, women, you guys are all crazy. And go to Canada. They're building nice stuff for you there. Go be crazy in Canada where nobody cares. That was attractive, Mitch. I see why you get all the ladies.
You know it. They all just flock to my whatever you call that.
You know what? That's a great idea. Let's discuss this. I know you've gone over it with Dutch and Royce, but let's go over it with a human being that has intelligence in their brain.
Okay.
Mitch, what seems to be your malfunction with women?
Well, I don't really have a malfunction with women.
Okay.
I just have a malfunction with people in general.
Ah, you're one of those.
Yeah. I can't. I have a really tough time meeting people, like, or even talking to people in general.
Is it
most people just don't interest me. They all suck.
It's because most people are generally all the same. No matter where you go, there's always certain groups of people that you can just have. It's like everything's become cookie cutter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from with that. Now, when it comes to women, so you say you're not very good at meeting new people.
It usually takes me, honestly, it takes me months to warm up to anybody before I even start to talk to them or to build friendships with them or relationships or anything.
Right.
It just takes me a long time. I just don't, put myself out there.
Right. May that be because you're constantly keeping yourself occupied with other things to be kind of busy?
Well, that's a big part of it. I'm always working or, editing movies or shit like that. So I don't leave. I don't go anywhere.
Right.
Most of my time is spent either in my apartment working on a movie or at school. And since I'm going to school for video, there aren't any women there.
Right.
So it presents a tough problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So then, and I know you said you're not one for a bar scene, so it is hard to meet women nowadays because everybody has that I'm going to stay inside mentality and stick to myself and only hang out with the people that I'm friends with. And then people, tend to knit these tight little things, but how do we get Mitch laid? Let's see.
Well, here. Craigslist has worked in the past.
What?
Although, they got rid of that whole, hooker section.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Casual encounters.
Yeah, that's all gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they still had that.
I haven't been there in a while. I know that the dedicated prostitute section is gone.
There was a dedicated prostitute section?
Yes, there used to be a dedicated prostitute section. That one is now gone.
Why did nobody tell me about that? I didn't know they were just on Craigslist hanging out.
I didn't know they sold things on Craigslist. See, I was the exact opposite of you. Oh. You went there to buy shit. I went there to meet women.
All right, let's see here. Yeah, they still have the casual encounters on here. Let's see.
But I'm pretty sure most of those are just like bots, or they go to, go to this dating website or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Most of them probably aren't real.
Looking for these right now. And you know how it's the one that is spam? It's the one that says, and not spam. Because this one says, woman for man and not spam. Well, come on now. Let's see. She's married. She has an open marriage. She's looking for somebody to have fun with, someone to help fill in a few gaps. That does not sound appealing to me, man.
Okay, I found a real one. This one just says, looking for a white male for fun early Monday morning. Must be into BBW.
Whoa.
That's big, beautiful women, for anyone that doesn't know.
Whoa.
Eating at the Y. DF or drug free, host, let's have some fun. So that one's real. That means it's a fat, I'm assuming black girl, because she says she's looking for a white male.
Probably.
Fat black girl looking for a white guy to fuck. And, yeah, I'm not going to reply to that one.
Well, I found one. Trick, I want a treat. I would love a 9-inch treat. White only, 20 to 25 years old. Tell me your weight, height, how old, send pics.
They just want kidneys, let's be honest.
Probably. I'd give up kidney or two for a blowjob right about now. It happens.
Okay, I found a fake one. Not sure why this got flagged, but here we go again. For your information, I am a real person, which says I'm fake.
Right.
Not exchanging anything for money, just mutual fun. She's a hooker. She wants money. Blah, blah, blah. She's been with average guys. She wants a big guy with 8 inches or more. She's never been with anyone above 6.5 inches. And she has.
Sucks to be her.
Yeah. That's fake.
Probably. Oh, let's go, but it's spelled go, G-E-A-U-X, French fuck. oh, I am an Asian. Is this alphabet? Oh, oh, Asian BBW. Oh, oh, abort. Abort.
That's it.
Abort. Oh, look, douchebag is calling us again. Go ahead, douchebag.
God damn it, I wanted to bash this show, but I'm legitimately laughing.
Well, you should be.
I really wanted to just rip you apart and say how bad you are, but I'm actually legitimately laughing, and I kind of want you guys to have a show at some point. Because these 16-year-old sex stories and prostitute stories are just hilarious. Because they're true. And by the way, Mitch, when have you ever turned down a big, beautiful woman?
Oh, I think, hold on, I think I'm a dummy.
Oh, you hung up on Mitch? Okay, just go ahead.
No, I didn't hang up on Mitch. I kind of am
just... No, you put him on hold.
Yeah.
Get him back, and then I'll call back. And okay. Just add the call.
Bye, queer.
Bye.
Sorry, Mitch. I'm dumb.
Yeah.
I forget to add that in there. You know, hey, you know, I'm running it here. But, Royce said that you are the biggest queer on the planet, and he'll be calling back in a second. I don't know why he would say such hurtful things other than the fact that he's an asshole.
Hurtful or true?
Well, you know. All right. I got him this time. Yay, look at that.
Anyway, Mitch, since when are you turning down fucking fat chicks?
He didn't say he was. Say it again, Royce. Douche.
Mitch, since when have you been turning down fat chicks?
Oh, I'm getting a feedback.
Yeah, it's probably because he has his head out the window. Do you have
Shut up.
You have your head out the window in a wind tunnel?
All right, I'll have to call back, douchebag.
Okay, bye, fag. Man, yeah, he is
obnoxious. I'm still getting feedback.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Not from you, just when I talk.
Oh.
It's weird.
I'm not hearing anything over here on this end. I am good.
Well, you fucked something up.
I didn't touch anything. I don't know what you're talking about, how I could have fucked anything up.
Okay, I'm going to call you back and maybe
I'll get rid of it. Is that better? Did I fix it?
Nope.
No?
I'll call you back.
All right, call me back. I thought I fixed it. Something was fucked up for a second there, but I fixed it. Oh, my God. All right, Mitch.
Yes.
You're back. Hey,
all right.
Wind tunnel guy is back.
Yeah, sounds better.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't like the fact that Jim is turning down fat women. Was it because it was big, beautiful women? Was it B-U-W, would you be fine?
No, B-B-W. Big, beautiful women. Which that's not true, because they're not beautiful.
Big, ugly woman. And shut up. Fat chicks have pretty faces. Don't fucking pretend like they can't.
No, they don't.
And secondly, I don't want a guy who fucking hasn't had sex since 2009 turning sex down because you have morals now or standards.
I do have standards. I just settle.
Yeah, but people who are, that's like a starving person. You give them a turkey sandwich and they go, no thanks, I want it on wheat. You would say, go fuck yourself. You need to eat something, douchebag.
Well, no, he doesn't. Why would he?
Yeah. But bitch, I really think you're holding a now attitude with fucking fat chicks.
He wasn't turning down fat chicks. I was the one saying that I don't like fat chicks.
No, I was turning him down.
Oh, okay. Then he was turning down fat chicks. Go fuck yourself, Royce. This is...
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
This is Mitch's show.
Sean, I understand, because the only fat chick he wants is they have baby fat. But, Mitch, I don't understand. You should have sex with a fat adult and get it over with, because one day... At some point in the future, you're going to try to have sex with an attractive chick, and you're not going to remember how to have sex.
It's
like, no, I've had sex with fat girls, and it's not that great. It's actually really terrible. They usually smell bad.
Because that icky vagina?
Well, they're just
because
gross.
Because of the icky fat vagina, yeah.
They get sweaty easily, and then... Sometimes you gotta, like, you know, do extra work to get them all excited because there's so much.
What is the fattest chick you fucked, bitch? What is the fattest chick you've had sex with?
Pushing two bills, more than that.
Wow. Something like that. What's your alignment for the Lions? What are you doing?
That's not nice.
Christ, pushing two bills? Where did you find her? The zoo?
Target.
It's like a zoo.
Oh, Target? Was it punchy in a wig?
Hurtful.
Yeah, no, that would be pushing four bills.
Yeah, ooh, hurtful.
A little hurtful, not going to lie.
Whole lot of accurate, but a little bit hurtful. I can't believe you would be that hurtful, Royce.
Sorry, I'm sneezing because I'm sick. Does that make you feel bad?
No.
That a piece of shit like Mersh
had
sex with horrible... It's just a horrible person that he has sex with these hot women, and you, Mitch, can't have sex with anybody?
I mean, I don't know if it makes me feel bad. But I don't... I guess I'm just not as horrible as Mersh is. I need to work on that.
Yeah, you probably should. He's had a lot of practice of being horrible.
Oh, I'm having a sneezing fit because I fucking hate you guys.
That, or you're allergic to your own gayness. One of the two.
That wasn't that funny. Gayness isn't even a word.
Yes, it is. It's a state of being gay.
No, it's not. If it's an Urban Dictionary, it doesn't count as a word.
You don't count as a word.
No, I do. My name is a real thing.
My logic is flawless, and you cannot penetrate it.
Jesus Your asshole, Christ. On the other hand.
Completely penetrated.
I've sent both you 100 stories. Are you going to get to them?
No. Why would I read anything that you like?
Where did you send anything? I didn't see anything.
First of all, he sent them to me, and he already... And look, I just clicked on the link for one of the stories that he picked out. I had already picked that one out off the website, because he's a douchebag.
Yeah, why don't you listen?
See? How about that? I already picked...
Wow, I love that you guys turned into Radio Divas after 1 hour on the air.
Don't hate.
Is this how me and Dutch sound?
Yes, like a bunch of queers.
All right.
Oh.
Fair enough.
I can't wait to see how mad Dutch gets when he's like, what is Sean doing? Shut up, Dutch. Edit it.
Just imagine what he's going to say when he...
What?
When he hears those...
Wake up with a Dutch or Royce. Wake up with a Dutch or Royce without Dutch or Royce on it. Dutch is going to be fucking ecstatic.
He's going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
But you know.
Well, anyway, I'm going to blow my nose. I'm going to let you guys go back to your miserable life.
Can I get a mile marker count, sir?
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Mile marker 103.
All right. You guys burned up 60-something miles there. Good job.
Yep, be there soon.
Good job. All right,
guys.
All right.
Later.
Peace. And for those of you who doesn't know who that guy is, he's a gay. I mean, he's Royce. He is the host of this show, but he's not here because he's a gay. And
he's called Past Brent.
Future Brent.
No, he's the past Brent. Like, when you look into Brent's past, that's what he used to be like. Just hating everyone and being mean to everybody. But, you know, eventually he's going to see his ways and he's going to go full Brent and love everyone. Give everyone advice.
Hey, there you go. All right. Oh, here we go. This works. Speaking of Royce, gay Africans flee persecution. As Uganda revives anti-gay legislation, Royce seeks haven in other countries. Let's see here. I first met Fred at a prayer service for gay men in an industrial part of Nairobi when even on a Sunday morning, the noise was deafening. That just sounds terrible.
The noise of gay sex?
I
just dirty, sweaty assholes and penis?
No, I think it was the noise of prayer service, but that makes no sense.
No, it makes more sense of just guys moaning while other guys are inside of them.
Balls slapping ass skin. Yeah, I know how it works. I've seen movies.
By movies, you mean the ones you made.
Right. The other men who were worshiping with Fred in the dingy and cavernous room that day were Kenyans, but he was not. Fred, a lanky Ugandan. Aren't they all lanky?
Well, they're going interracial here.
Aren't they all lanky over there? Like, half of them are skinnier than me. Let's see. He became a refugee in December 2009 after he was brutally assaulted by a mob in Kampala for being gay. Now, so far, I don't see how Fred was wronged.
No.
No?
Seems like business as usual to me.
Oh, now I see where Fred was wronged. Fred, who asked that his last name not be used. What are you afraid of? Getting beat up? You queer? Afraid of getting picked on for being a fudge packer or something? Anyway, apparently he bought a one-way ticket to Nairobi days after the assault with the intention of never returning. It's okay to kill me, he said. That the people would be happy to see me dead, even some of my family. All right, we get it. Now the gays are being persecuted. First it was the Jews.
Everything is so hard.
Oh, my God. The Nazis are killing us. Oh, it's so terrible. Oh, my God. We can't be gay in Africa. Shut the fuck up. Stop bitching about everything. Goddamn.
Why don't you bake some bread?
Gay Africans. Do you know what gay Africans do here? They don't run away from anything, first of all. They're loud. They're obnoxious. And they're flamboyant. Some of them make delicious food. But anyway, it's a different story for them at different time. Okay, yeah, people don't like gays. People don't like... There's always going to be a group of people that don't like another group of people. As long as there are groups of people, there will be groups of people that don't like other groups of people.
No, why can't we all just get along, you know?
No.
We're all humans and we can get along.
Fuck that. I can be as liberal, compassionate douche as much as I want to, but all that John Lennon, let's all get along. No.
But beneath all of that, people suck and they will always hate each other.
Of course, because people are, one, people are malcontent, and two, people are always constantly jealous of what other people have. They define, well, if that person has that, why can't I have that? Well, yeah, you could if you went out and did something to make it happen like that person made it happen. Can't all just have the same thing.
Well, can you just give it to me instead?
I mean, I guess I, you know, I could, but
instead of working, can I just have these things?
But what's the point of having things if you didn't work for them? I have nothing. I don't work for anything. So, I mean, you know, I'm content with that. Then again, I'm not a fan of this whole societal thing either. So
I have things. I like them. They're nice.
I mean, I have my Xbox. And my games.
Oh, hold this phone here, Mr. 1% here.
And I have my pipe. And then that's about it. Oh, my car. But that doesn't count as a thing because it's a piece of shit. Yeah, that's about it. My cell phone's a piece of shit. That doesn't count as a real phone or thing. Fuck these gay Africans. Let them all get killed. That's what I say about that. Fuck them. They can all die. You don't like it? That's fine.
You know, you don't even have to add the gay in there. Just.
Mitch, that is terrible.
Absolutely. What? I don't care about them. They don't live in my apartment.
They don't live in this apartment either. That's for damn sure.
So why do you care about them?
I don't.
Whether they're gay or not.
I don't. Oh, this is awesome. You remember that show, John and Kate Plus Eight?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Everybody. John and Kate editor arrested for sex exploit of a minor. All over the place. all over the place is this shit going on. Kate Plus Eight may have been canceled, but it's not out of the news, despite the fact that the news is not about Kate Gosselin or her children. What about a TV editor who worked on TLC's John and Kate Plus Eight along with other family-oriented reality television series? Documents obtained from Radar Online confirm that 56-year-old William Blankenship was arrested October 21st on charges related to possession of imagery of sexual activity of a minor, or to put it more bluntly, child pornography. That's what it says here. No matter what you may have thought of the series, considering his work with shows involving children, the only words that come to mind are hot.
Awesome.
I mean, it's, oh, that no, that says creepy. Okay. Creepy.
No, let's not get opinionated here. I thought this was a news story, not an opinion article.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's something. Let's see. Blankenship has been charged with 10 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, which means that he was in possession of photos and or video of a minor engaged in sexual activity.
Now, was that 10 different people or just one person 10 times?
Probably 10 different individual items, like 10 different JPEGs or 10 different, you know, way whatever video files are fucking saved as nowadays.
This guy had like a website that he hosted them on.
Probably not. It probably doesn't sound like a good idea. Let's see here. Blankenship was a subcontractor for Figure Eight Films. He had been involved in editing such TLC shows as previously mentioned, Gosselin Family, Smash Hit, John and Kate Plus Eight, its now canceled spinoff, Kate Plus Eight, as well as 17 Kids and Counting and Table for 12.
What about John Plus Zero?
Nobody cares about John. He's still a douchebag.
Why, he got the good end of the stick. Of course. She got the kids and everything, and he just scot-free.
Of course. That's why nobody cares about him, because he's just another douchebag guy who won. This time he won. I would. Think about it. You get out scot-free, you had eight kids and some obnoxious bitch. Now what? Now you're free, you're single, you don't have any obligations, and some TV channel's paying bills because you were on a TV show? Yeah. I win. Who the fuck wants kids?
I guess, you know, some people do for the money.
No amount of money that they get. That's the thing, is people say they want kids for the tax write-offs. It's not worth it. What the hell do you want? I mean, unless
because
like,
you have eight kids.
Well, yeah, then it's worth it. But I'm just saying, you've got eight kids, then look at how much money you've got to spend on these kids to versus how much you're going to be getting back in tax credits. It's ridiculous. Well, who the hell needs that? I mean,
but each kid you get, then you get $500. That's great, right? You can feed a kid for $500 a year.
Yeah.
They're just little. They don't eat as much food.
Yeah, if they eat, let's see, one double cheeseburger at McDonald's every day of the year, and they'd have about $100 left over. So, yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
That's all they need, one double cheeseburger a year. And maybe.
Worse for me. And those double cheeseburgers are delicious. I don't care what anyone else says. They're great.
No, they are great. But just absolutely god-awful terrible for you. And not that I care. I eat four or five of them at a time, which is fine for me because unlike, you know, somebody I know.
Normal people?
Yeah, well, unlike normal people, you know, I just poop them all out 25 minutes later. So I don't know how to gain weight. I don't. Well, actually, I do, but I try not to. Anyway. So I guess, yeah, this guy got arrested. 10 counts. Looks like he'll be under the authority of the U.S. Marshals until his trial. No bond has been set. Let's see. He was employed by Sirius Robots, with whom Figure Eight Films subcontract for editing services.
Wait, hold on. Sirius Robots?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Sirius Robots, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Like, do they have sad robots or happy robots?
I would assume so. I mean, if they could be... Well, what do you want?
I don't even know what to say.
Serious robots. Let's figure out. Let's see. Oh, it's an animation. Okay. Looks like it's, yeah. Yep. Here it is. Serious Robots Animation Graphic Design out of Raleigh, North Carolina. So I guess this guy worked for a production company that they did their editing. And apparently he got busted. How did he get busted?
Well, you know what happens with the best of them.
Yeah. What I'm trying
I mean, I can't fault the guy.
No, no, no. Who doesn't have pictures of children engaged in sexual activity?
Well, I mean, I don't.
Who doesn't?
But I can't fault the guy. That's what I'm saying.
Right, right. You know, he's got a right to be curious. He has a right to look whatever he wants to look at. I mean, that's his choice, right? Not mine.
Well, I suppose, I mean, I wouldn't call it a right. I mean,
it's just
kind of against the law. But I'm not going to fault the guy.
Nah, I'm not going to hold it against him. If he wants to do that, then he wants to do that. All right, let's see. What else is here? An off license or what? Brain just fucking shit it out on me. Holy hell. All right. 92-year-old granny barred from buying alcohol because she had no proof of age.
Okay, come on now. If you have gray hair, I don't think you need to show an ID.
Great-grandmother Diane Taylor wanted to buy a bottle of whiskey for her son, but was asked for photo ID. She said, "It seemed so stupid, I thought the cashier was complimenting me. Then I realized that she was being serious, so I pulled out my bus pass, my blood donor's card, but it was no good. She said she wanted proof of age. I was so taken aback, I didn't know what to do. No one can convince me I look under 25. I'd only take 78 at a push. 92 years old, and they wouldn't serve her alcohol." This is the problem that I have with this country. People are retarded. Retarded. What are you IDing this woman for? I don't give a shit if she walked in there with three little kids that were like between the ages of 8 and 12, and she said, "Hey, I want a bottle of that, and I'm going to go get these kids drunk." I'd be like, "Here you go, Grandma.
Take the kids aren't buying it. She is."
Exactly.
I used to go into the liquor store with my dad all the time.
And I'm sure
all the time when he would go buy a beer or whatever. Nobody cared.
No, I'm sure they didn't give a shit. You're sitting there with your dad. What's the big deal?
Yeah. I only like you because I got Tootsie Rolls.
And this woman is 92 years old. So how... And she's in there with her son. So how old could her son be? Her son's probably 60s?
Like, yeah. Like late 60s, late 60s early 70s.
Early 70s. Yeah, late 60s, early 70s. And he doesn't have ID. You can't, like... They say... Card people if they look under 25. I look under 25. I'm almost 30.
She passed that mark 50 years earlier.
Exactly.
She's three times past or four times past that almost.
Exactly. How do you not like... I don't see how you couldn't... I just don't see how you would tell this lady that she can't buy alcohol. Give grandma a fucking alcohol.
Now this is where it gets into the silliness. Like, they have these rules they have to follow. Like, everyone has to get carded. But there's a certain point where it's just stupid to even try it. Like, most of the... I don't know about you, but I don't get carded for cigarettes, and I usually get upset when I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't look under 18.
Yeah, it... I know, man. It's out of control. It is. Like, all these silly regulations. I don't... Personally, I think the way that we should do this is let's set everything to 16. You can drive at 16. You can smoke at 16.
And you can fuck.
You can drink at 16. Fuck at 16. You can go to the military at 16. Why is it 18? What the fuck is the difference? Two extra years? How different are you from 16 to 18. Just like from 18 to 21. What's where?
Yeah, that's that one's silliness, you know.
I don't get it. I don't get why they have all these different, oh, you got to be this to do this, and then that to do this, and then that to do this. At 18, you can go sign up for the military and shoot a bunch of sand niggers in the desert for your country, but your country won't let you drink alcohol until you turn 21. Well, I'm sure overseas you can drink as much alcohol as you'd like.
Actually, it's actually worse over there.
Is it?
Yeah. It's easier. Actually, when you're stateside and you're under 21, they just say, don't go to the bars. Go to your rooms and, you know, hang out with the people that are 21 and drink there.
Yeah.
Because if you fuck up, they can at least contain it. Right. It's at least contained in an area that, you know, they have control of. When you go out to the bars, that's outside and that brings in extra things and shit.
Right.
So, like, you know what? You're not 18 or you're not 21. Just fucking drink in your room. I know you're going to do it anyway, so just do it.
Yeah. That makes total sense to me. But I mean, as far as it, and it, like, it used to be 18. You know, first it was, you could drink at 18, and then they raised it to 21 sometime in the 70s. For what reason? Who knows?
I don't know. It didn't seem to do much because 18-year-olds are still drinking.
Of course they are. On my brother's 18th birthday, I got him a fake ID. Said he was 23. Made him older than me. A kid just turned 26 last week. And when he turned 18, I got him a fake ID from a buddy of mine that was making him. I said, hey, my little brother's turning 18. He needs a fake ID. Gave him my fake. There you go. Next thing I know, he could only use it at like one gas station in town. And that was because the people that worked there all knew him. So they were like, yeah, it's cool. Show me your ID. You're showing me an ID. I don't need to look. I know it's fake. I don't have to not know that it's fake. But so he was able to buy alcohol. And he bought alcohol for my other little brother all the time. And that's why they're both raging alcoholics now.
Because of you?
I would guess so.
You screwed up your whole family.
Oh, I know.
That's what I take away from that.
Oh, I did. Trust me, I did. They are all cynical, sarcastic, just terrible people. They're just all terrible, terrible people. And then they blame me, which is fine. I don't mind. You know, I admit it, though. You guys want to blame me for making you terrible people. I just say I'm a terrible person. And
you own up to it.
Exactly. Be responsible. You're grown. We're all grown now. We're not kids anymore. Just be responsible. Say it. I'm a terrible person. Well, I'm not a terrible person. No, you're a terrible person. When somebody says something stupid, your mouth opens up and you say something to make that person feel even dumber than they should for the stupid shit they just said. So you are also a terrible, terrible person.
No, you're actually a good person when someone fucks up and they say something stupid.
Oh.
You're letting them know because you're actually a worse person if you let them keep going on. About whatever the dumb thing that it is they're saying. So you're actually doing society a favor. That's what I think.
Well, I can agree with that to a point. Some people just don't like to be reminded of how stupid they actually are. So when,
that's why they need more reminding.
I see where you're going with this, Mitch. And I like, ooh, lightning. Very nice. Very nice. No. I just turned my head and all of a sudden lightning crashed down. But it's okay because in this neighborhood where Marie lives, there is no the power lines are all underground. So the power doesn't go out. Unlike New Jersey, the power doesn't go out in Marie's neighborhood.
No, they get a quarter of an inch of snow. Oh fuck, power's gone.
Gone. Actually, yesterday I was sitting here watching a few documentaries. First, I watched a movie, and then I watched a couple of documentaries on silly ass shit. And as I was sitting here, I just happened to be like gazing out the window, kind of half baked, half paying attention to what was going on. And this bolt of lightning must have struck probably 75 feet away from the back patio. And the whole sky just turned purple, lit up, and just it was awesome. Like, I could feel the electricity like tingling. That's how close this lightning hit. It was pretty intense.
And but, you still have power.
Yes, and still have power. Had power all night, all day. Although Royce is probably going to scream at me because it's getting a little warm in here. What the fuck is the AC off for? Because I know how to save power, douchebag.
You're saving energy. You're saving money.
Anyway, so let's see. I think I got time for another story here, Mitch. What about you?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. ICE. ICE agent daring search. The warrant is coming out of my balls. The ACLU of Tennessee filed a lawsuit this week in federal court on behalf of 15 residents of an apartment complex in Nashville, Tennessee, who say they were targets of an unlawful immigration raid. The defendants allege that ICE agents and Metro Nashville police officers forced their way into their homes without warrants. When residents asked the officers to show a warrant, one agent reportedly said, "We don't need a warrant, we're ICE." Then, gesturing towards his genitals, the officer reportedly said, "The warrant is coming out of my balls." The ACLU notes on its website that the Fourth Amendment strictly prohibits warrantless intrusions into private homes. Blah, blah, blah. And it applies to both citizens and non-citizens. Wrong. It applies to citizens of the United States. That is what the Constitution applies to. U.S. citizens.
This guy rules. That is an amazing line. The warrant is coming out of my balls.
Let's see.
That is the ultimate fuck you, I'm coming in, shut up. That is amazing.
Let's see here. In the absence of a judicially authorized warrant, there must be voluntary and knowing consent. ICE officers forcing themselves into someone's home does not constitute consent. No, it doesn't. Looking Latino and speaking Spanish is not enough to justify probable cause. Stop right there.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Anybody that looks Latino or
Royce.
Speaks Spanish.
Royce.
Not Ryan. Any of those people that can do any of those two things, either of those two things, look Latino or speak Spanish, or both at the same time, because I've seen it happen. That is more than enough probable cause for anything. There were 13 people raped and murdered down the street. I am picking up every Latino and Spanish-speaking person that I see, and I am bringing them to the police station just to make sure it wasn't them. They look suspect. But
see, those laws, they only apply to citizens. The Constitution only applies to U.S. citizens.
Right.
It
doesn't belong to anybody else but us. That's why it's the Constitution of the United States. If you're a citizen of this country, then you abide by the laws of this country. Now, if you're a non-citizen, now there's a problem. Do you have a visa or a green card? What is your legal status here in this country? Because if you're illegal, as far as I'm concerned, get the fuck out. There are plenty of channels to go through. If you want to be a citizen of this country and stay here legally, go through the proper channels.
No, but you see, we all started out as immigrants at one point.
We did. That is correct. But we all came through the proper channels. When the U.S. said, hey, everybody come to New York and just sail in through the port, all these Irish and Guineas and Spics and Frogs and Guidos and whatever other Euro trash decided to, you know, sprint on over here, that's what they did. When the U.S. said, okay, we'll take these Cubans from Cuba. If they want to leave, they can come here. Then they can come here and be citizens. We took them. But if you're coming over here illegally, crossing borders from Mexico, you're fucking it up for people that are doing it the right way. And I don't want you doing that. I don't want you doing that at all. Now, I mean, I'll have sex with these illegal Mexican girls, but, you know.
Right, because they're cheaper.
Exactly. They don't know any better.
Not even that. They're just, you know, they're willing to work. So.
Work or have sex for money? Which one?
Well, I mean,
have sex for money, but I call it working.
Well, yeah, they're working girls, ladies of the night. They're,
right.
They're working. But
they're doing their part for American society so that creepy fucks like me can get laid.
Yeah. And why not? More power to you, bro.
Right.
If you can save a few bucks and get yourself laid in the process, possibly blown, I'm not mad
at
you.
I'm all for it.
I'm totally for it, bro. Totally for that. But I'm not for them coming here illegally.
Unless they're going to blow me.
Right.
Then I'm cool with that, too.
Right. But then as soon as
I kind of have a double standard.
As soon as they're done, they have to go back.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to move to Texas and build a house on the border. Let them in the back door and then shoot them right back out when they're done. You were in America, gave me a blowjob. Now you can go back home. And don't worry, I'll make sure I get your paperwork down to the green card office and we get you here legally.
If you promise to blow me again.
Right. At least several more times. And probably,
many more times.
Probably
mostly for free.
Probably your sister too. And your friend. And her other friend.
Do you at least give them a shower first though?
Of course. I'm not a dirtbag.
I'm doing my part for society. I'm letting them clean up first before I fuck them and then put them back where they belong.
See, you said it. Back where they belong. So, why not? Man, just don't come here legally. Go with the gay Africans. I'm sure they're having tons of fun. I mean,
you know, AIDS is a big problem in Africa. They shouldn't have all that gay sex. It's actually pretty gross.
Well, are you
Brent
sure?
Just had a life-changing event.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what was going on there, and then I was like, wait, why? But, all right, Mitch. I think it's about time we start wrapping this up here.
Yeah, I think so.
But that was fun. Thank you for those of you who stuck around and didn't leave on us, which are not many people, but hey.
Just Ariel.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in here, hanging out with us, and enjoying everything. No, I don't want to do that, Royce. I don't. I'm a little nervous as it is already. But anyway, all right. You know what? I don't know. I'm going to start wrapping it up here. You know what would really piss off Dutch, Mitch?
What's that?
If you tell me how you're better than everybody.
Well, obviously I am better than the other real co-hosts because I showed up.
Very nice. Very nice. I like that. And I am better than everybody because unlike Dutch, I am not a homosexual and I also have good taste in music.
Valid points.
So, on that note, I'm going to pretend like I know how to play more music, and we're going to fade on out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Definitely appreciate it. Check us out next week. Same time, same bat channel, and we will be out of here. All right, guys. Take it easy.